From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. A ceasefire begins in Syria. A ceasefire deal for southern Syria has gone into effect. The de-escalation deal between government forces and rebel groups in the southwest began Sunday at noon. The agreement was announced Thursday after a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's the first initiative by the Trump administration in collaboration with Russia to bring some stability to war-torn Syria. During his first official visit to Kyiv Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine. Tillerson spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after the two met to discuss ways to help end the conflict in the east.
We also think it's very important that we seek the safety and the security of all Ukrainian citizens, regardless of their ethnicity, their nationality, or their religion. This is a fundamental element to Ukraine's sovereignty as well, and the protection of all Ukrainian citizens. I think as long as the parties commit themselves to these goals, I am confident that we can make progress.
Tillerson is referring to the Minsk agreements, a ceasefire deal that Moscow and Kyiv agreed to in 2015. President Trump said Sunday that he twice strongly pressed President Putin about Russia's meddling in last year's U.S. election. He said it's time to move on, as Mr. Putin vehemently denied the allegations. Even as he spoke, however, Secretary Tillerson said in Kyiv that Russian interference in the November election remains an impediment to better relations. This is VOA News. The Chinese hospital treating ailing Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo said two physicians from Western countries visited him and have approved of the treatment he's receiving. More from VOA's Tom Turco.
The 61-year-old Liu was sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2009 for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China, before being transferred to a hospital in the northeastern city of Shenyang for treatment of terminal liver cancer. Number One Teaching Hospital of the China Medical Sciences University said it invited the doctors, one from the U.S. and the other from Germany, to help with Liu's treatment. The hospital identified the doctors as Joseph Herman of the MD Anderson Cancer Center in the U.S. and Marcus Buckler of Germany's University of Heidelberg.
Liu was granted medical parole to the hospital in late June. There are some media reports indicating he might be allowed to travel to the West for further treatment. The world's largest lithium-ion battery will be installed in South Australia under an agreement between the American firm Tesla, the French company Neoen, and the state government. From Sydney, VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
The 100-megawatt battery will put South Australia at the forefront of global energy storage technology, according to the authorities. They hope the project will stabilize a shaky electricity network, which suffered a statewide blackout last September. The system also couldn't cope with huge demand during a summer heatwave, and there were more power cuts. Jay Wetherill is the South Australian State Premier.
What it will do is completely transform the way in which renewable energy is stored and also stabilize the South Australian network, as well as putting downward pressure on prices.
The huge lithium battery is expected to be built by the end of the year. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Tesla says the project will produce enough electricity for 30,000 homes. Firefighters are battling wildfires across the U.S. West Coast state of California, as the state also experiences record-breaking temperatures. Officials say a massive wildfire in northern Santa Barbara County is only 10% contained. The high temperatures and the outbreak of the fires follow California's recent recovery from a drought. Jordan's national airline has joined other Middle Eastern countries in lifting a ban on laptops in airplane cabins after complying with U.S. security guidelines. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.